A writer was once asked by their editor to write an essay about anything. But I can't decide. Okay, write about Australia. But what? You can write about your town. Now, there are too many stories. How can I decide? Are you starting to get the idea? In the end, the editor proposed they write about a single flower in their garden. And from that, the feeling of being overwhelmed by possibility was broken, and a cascade effect of feeling in control was established. In these topsy-turvy times, when perspective is as changed as in a William Robinson painting, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, confused, bombarded by the need to make decisions and the need to investigate many different paths. It can lead to us feeling frozen and unable to do anything. It can, in a word, be terrifying. It's the same in music. A musician will often have many pieces of music they need to practice, music they need to memorize, new works to study and listen to, their own basic technique to maintain, and new techniques to explore. A musician's work is never done. It is the musician's joy and the musician's curse. And it is easy to be overwhelmed with the amount of work which needs to be done. So overwhelmed, sometimes we can be frozen and fail to start a single thing. A couple of years ago, I was lucky enough to witness a scene where a musician showed, with elegance and determination, just how we can lift ourselves into a place of agency and calm. Ray Chen, the Australian violinist and superstar, was due to be interviewed between a rehearsal and a concert. He asked for 10 minutes delay as he wanted to practice a little in the concert hall. I happily waited, curious to hear how Ray would practice. Part of me expected him to play through the solo Bach he would be performing, but he did something completely different. The 10 minutes became an hour, and almost the whole time, Ray played probably no more than 10 notes. In different parts of his violin, with different speeds of bow, different dynamics, different colours, all the time listening, stopping, thinking, deciding, then rendering his decision. It was the most remarkable lesson for me in what it truly takes to practice. It is not endless fast notes, getting through as much as possible. What Ray did was a music version of the cascade effect, deeply exploring a tiny part of the music, and from that tiny part, coming to know more intimately the whole. With those single notes in that long hour, Ray had written an essay about a flower.